Rabbi Yossi Chazan Pashas Vayigash. This Shabbos Sabbath in Luteva is a hemshech and the aliyah and the shlomo of Chanukah, kiyadua. Therefore, the pasuk begins Vayigash Elov Yehuda Vayoymar, which is gematria Chanukah b'milua kiyadua. And the Toich and Aparsh is the meeting of Vayigash Elov Yehuda, the meeting of Yehuda and Yosef. And the Bendina Rav says in the Sefer Yechayin Pe'er that the milui of the words Vayigash is 156, which is Gematria Yosef. In other words, Yehuda reaches the Pnimius of Yosef, which, as we said last week, the whole Yontif of Chanukah is the Yontif of Yosef HaTzadik. Therefore, I want to start to describe the Chanukah, which is the Medrash Pliya, which are thousands and thousands of Pirushim, which to give a new kvetch. Everyone knows the famous Medrash Pliya, Hadudoyim Nos Nureach, that's Reuven, who saved Yosef, Val Pischeinu Kol Megadim, refers to Ner Chanukah. What is the connection between Reuven saving Yosef and Ner Chanukah, Al Pesach Beisabi Bachutz? Okay. To understand this, let me just be makdim, a very choshev nekuda niflah from the Kozhik of Rav in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, which is very beautiful. Everyone knows the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. We spoke about it a few weeks ago, Barichas, that if you make a cheshbin in the years of Yosef, there's 14 years missing. From here, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin learns. What did I say? Oh, there's 14 years in the life of Yaakov Avinu, which is missing. So the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin that the 14 years he was matminis atzmoi, he was hidden in the bay in Beis Aver, sitting and learning as a preparation for what? The Chorish tells us the Kotz Kasha. Where everything is marumas in the Torah. Where the Torah, the Psukim, have no mention of this. It's not even Bederech Remes. But the Kasha is why. So there's a Yesoid from the Rebbe of Henoch of Alexander that Yankiv Avinu learned Torah with such a tznei leches that even the Malachim, Srafim, Mefanim, nobody in this world, no one in the higher worlds, built in Hashem Levali, the Ebrishti Vechvede Vatzmei knew that Yaakov Avinu was learning a Beis Aver. No one else knew about it. It was so hidden. And since Torah is the vehicle, the medium through which we're Megalda things, even Torah kept it a secret. And that's the Diuk. I didn't say he learned, he was Ilomad. He was matminis atmos natmono. He was totally hidden and submerged in the besmedish that it was unknown. And the Rebbe Henoch told us that's the way a yid has to learn Torah. But sneileches b'seiser v'chol v'chol. It's only later Torah Sheval Peh because Maaseh Oves has to be a simon lebonim. Torah Sheval Peh was megala this soy to us. Aber in Torah Shebiksav it's totally not mentioned, because that was the oifin of Yaakov Avinu learned it. Now, every yid knows. Then in the morning, you come to shul, you learn a plat gemara, you learn a sefer, a maimer siddis, whatever you learn, right? And then you learn. Because learning, I've discussed countless times, davening has to be mitoch divrei Torah, right? So after Yaakov Avinu learned Torah, b'derech seiser, b'derech atznei leches, the next step is after he finished his 14 years with matminis atzmai, what is the next step? He's masakin a tefillah. He goes to a vayolon sham kiva hashemesh. So what tefillah is Yaakov Avinu masakin? Why Mayriv dafka? Because Mayriv, we daven Mayriv when it's chashkos, when it's dark. Kiva hashemesh. Right? It's done by tzei aleches. And the Zohar says there's no tefillah as lofty, as sublime, as Mayriv. No one else could masakin tefillas Mayriv. Achutz Yaakov Avinu. because it's such a hecher, a high madrega. We discussed this countless times in the past, right? My dear friend, so is Shacharis. Oh, that's another shul for another time. You sound like you come from my shul. Everyone asks me, how come Pesach I say it's the holiest Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah and Chanukah and like every Yom Tov I say, you sound like, yeah, other people I know. Right, hello? Because the Madrega of Tfilas Meirev is Tomir V'Nelam Me'in Kol Roya. Because that was a hemshech of the Torah of Yankiv, which was the deepest world's deepest secrets, and therefore his Tfil of Meirev was, that's how we explained what Parichos, that's why Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, Malyusa, etc., etc. Oyba Zoi, we understand also that the Machloikis, when a person davens the Amidah, the Shemin Esra, it's called the silent. So we have to be silent. Silent from whom? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Machloik, in Halacha, no one else around you, contrary to certain people and certain shuls, no one else should hear you daven Shemin Esra. Or but you yourself has to be Mashmia. You have to self-hear you articulate, you verbalize the words of Shemin Esra, but nobody else. In Zohar HaKadosh, in this week's parasha, elsewhere, the Zohar says you have to... You have to move your lips. This is not some Eastern Indian meditation. But even your ears don't hear it. Why is that? Because since the holier something is, there's a general klal from the Maral in a Ribui Mekoimus, the loftier something is, the more it's nelem. So al pi halacha, for the ordinary person, right, until we pass in Lamaisa, right? You yourself, Al Koponim, have to hear. The Zohar HaKadosh, which is a much higher level, is saying that even the person themselves, when he does that, when he davens, he should be as if he didn't do anything here. As if it's Klehoya. Such a bittul and such a Hatznei Aleches. And therefore, the Kaddish lover says, that's why the Pasuk says, V'chol Odom L'yeh Bo'il Mo'yeh B'voyeh L'chapra L'akoydish V'atzeisui. And the Gemara Yishalmi says in Yuma that even the Malachim, upon whom it says, Pneyem is Kaplei Odom, they also were not allowed to enter into the Holy... Why? Explains the Kotzker, on Yom Kippur, there's the Aliyah of the Tuichen of Nekudas HaEmes in the whole Bria. So you have the holiest place in the world, Lifnaivel Lifnim in the Kodesh Kodoshim, the holiest moment, Yom HaKodesh, and the holiest person, the Kohen Godel, and here there becomes an Aliyah, and it's so Mechusa, same word, it's so Tomir V'Nelam, it's so hidden, that even the Malachim are not allowed to know about this. What happens after Yankovino learned 14 years? And then he's Mesakin Tfilas Meirev. Then the Pasuk says, Vayikatz Yankov Mishnosui. And he takes from the stones, and Vayitzak Shemen Al Rosh. Says that Ramban B'Shem the Pirkei Blezer. Now he had, where did he get the oil with? He's carrying around oil. That was the Shemenness. And it's connected to Chanukah, you're doing all the Svorim Akleishim, right? Yeah. The Chachlus HaHester, which teaches us an important lesson that after a person goes through the process of Derech Soid, he was in Nitman Bebeshem Vo'iver, and he made a tefillah of Meiriv, which is a tefillah of Chashkus, of darkness, etc., etc. Now he comes to the Isgalos of the Ergodlo. The Ergodlo becomes revealed to everyone. Says the Kaddish Lover, that's why the month of Chanukah, which Chanukah starts, is called Kislev. Beginning is like a kiss. It's something which is concealed. And later the Lamed Vav, Iris, etc., is suddenly revealed. And therefore the Sefer Tzira famously says, vis-a-vis Kislev, that Bora by Keshes, the Eibishter created a Keshes, a bow, Uvbora by Kislev Bashon, created the month of Kislev in terms of time, chronology. What does the Keshes got to do with anything? I gave a whole, when the shiur I gave last week, I wrote it up. There's a whole arichus that I didn't say about Keshes, Chanukah, Kislev, is connected to the Keshes of Lag BaOmer. Work it out. But here the Kaddish Lover says, I'm Murray de Gavor, a Keshes, the closer you bring it to yourself, the string, what do you call it? What's the word in English? The bow, it's called? Yeah,
the bow string.
Whatever. The closer you bring it to itself, the further the chetz will fly. Which is Ayron Avoidus Hashem. The more deeper a person is, the more pnimi, the more atznei aleches a person is, the greater the effect will have when he shoots it. Und das ist das Seudach Chanukah, Ha'am, or Yankov Avinu, Ha'om, Ha'olchem Bachoshech, Heimaro or God. Dafka, by being in the dark, being Atzne Alechas, being Beseser, then you ultimately come to this great light. And therefore the Tefillah, the more Pnimi a Tefillah is, Tefillah is also compared to a Keshes, Ash Lakachti Mi'ar Amiri, B'charbi, B'kashti, B'tzlusi, V'usi, right? And therefore, who was the Yerush Ruchti of Yankov Avinu? Yosef. Ela told us Yankov Yosef, right? By Yosef also it says in Pasuk, what? Vateshev be'esan kasht. Yosef is also bevchinas keshes, he's an Indian of Sod. And therefore both, you see, says the Kodesh lover, both Yankov and then Yosef and then Esther. Miloshen, why is Esther called Esther Miloshen Hastir Astir? And later, Yosef, who's the Baal Sod, who's the one who's the Baal Mistorin, Chazal say, he becomes the Melech of all of Mitzrayim, Al Derech Esther, Ein Esther Magedes, is Amma of Esmerlanito, she's a Baal Asuid, and she becomes a Malka over 127 Medinas. Where did the Kozhik lover get this vort? That just like Yankiv, Yosef Avinu is also the Baal Sod. There's a whole shame in Shmuel in this week's parashah. Over and over and over again. Behektiv. The Medrash starts this week's parasha. Vayigash Elev Yehuda quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Mayim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish Veish Tfunes Yidlenu. He compares it, a moshul, the Medrash, to a Mayim which are Tsuininim. A well, a be'er, which is very cold water, very beautiful water, but cold, and nobody could tap into that water. So a person comes and he's kosher chevel bechevel and nima benima until he's doyle, he's able to shep the water from the well, and then afterwards everyone could take water. Al derech zeh, no one could reach Yosef, right? Until Yehuda comes, vayigash elav Yehuda, as we explained, vayigash is b'milui. Inside was licked is Gimashia Yosef, and then Ishtfunis Yidlena, Yehuda is able to reach the heart of Yosef. What's Tutzichto? So says the Shem Yishmuel, it's based on his father and the Avinezer. Yosef is the secret one. Why did the shift take her? Why were they? What were the machlokes? Because Yosef was a pnimi. The more pneumistic, the more inward, the more depth and profundity a person has, the less he's able or willing to show it b'chitzoyis. That's a general principle in life. A principle that Maral speaks about all the time. Asher Alkin, Yosef was Yifei Toyer, Yifei Maris, says Rashi, was Masalsul Besair. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Vatit Beseyu Bebigdoy Leimer, Eishes Petifer, because he dressed very fancily. He dressed very bechitzonius, right? Oh, she thought she could chap him, he's a ha! Or she didn't realize that that was a covering, a mich, something which covered over the pnimius of Yosef, who's Bechina von Tzartik Yisodil. Tafka the opposite. And the more a person licked in pnimius as opposed to chitzonius, therefore, who is Sitnei Shal Esav? Voya Beis Yaakov Eishu Beis Yosef Lahovo Beis Esav Lakash. As we explained many times last week in Barichas. What do we know about Esav? It's always Zel Umazeh. Which is worse? A Rasha who tells you he's a Rasha? You see on him that he's a Rasha? The whole kilkel of Esav is what? He's compared to the Chazer, right? He says, look at my Tlafayim. I have a simen of Kashrus. And inside that is what I'm saying. The Chaim Hakadosh Chuliyoker Alasar Dafka, because he has a siman of Taro, right? That's why he's more insidious and more dangerous than anyone else. Something for good or for bad, the more pnimi it is, says the Maral, the stronger it is. So therefore, Yosef, who's the Ish Sod, right? He's the loftiest, and he, by the way, he represents, he's the Bechor b'machshova. Machshova is something which is inward. No one reads your machshovas. Therefore, he represents, as we'll soon discuss, intellect, the moyach, which nobody sees and no one taps into. The other Shvatim Yehuda represents more a world, this world, the world of concrete, tangible, here and now, reality, and Olam HaChitzon. So the emes is, in truth is, there's a maila of Yosef over Yehud, because Yosef taps into a higher, represents a much higher world, which that world is Beseser Elyon, right? Yehudah deals with the world of Chitzonis. You have two tzaddikim, a simple mashal, not a mashal, it's a reality. You have one tzaddik who's a tzaddik nistu. He sits in his room somewhere in a cave, I don't know, with a turban, and he's miyachid yichud. Right? That's really great. He can reach gevaldige madrigas. But the world needs a practical tzaddik down here in this world who's manik people, who teaches people Torah. Moreover, says the Shem Yishvul, a tzaddik who's in the chitzoiniistic world, right, elevates the world. In other words, it depends which way you're looking at it. You're looking in who brings the Shefa Kodesh, who brings Eiris and whatever, then the Yosef HaTzadik, the Tzadik Nimi, is far superior to Yehuda and any one of the other Shvatim. You're dealing with the Zichuch, the Bitter, the elevation, the subliminating, the world, right? Mimata L'mailo. Yosef is Mimata L'mata. He's Midas HaYisod. That's what Yisod does. He brings Brocha and Shefa down in the world. You're dealing with elevating the world between as melech, David HaMelech, Shiras V'tishpacha, is the yishtekus of the world to come to the Eibishter. So obviously there's a mile in what? In Yehuda. Therefore, explains the Shem Yishmuel, there are two Mashiachs, the Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. What do you need to? The Emes in Zohar HaKadosh, it says on the Pasuk, Noflav Leisosif Kum Besulas Yisrael, then all the previous Golios in, there was a ketz, a specific limited amount of years of the Golos. After was Yidin did Tshuva, and we returned, finished the Golos. The Dor HaBasra, the Golos, the last Golos, the Golos Edlim, on this the Pasuk says, Noflav Leisosif Kum, Yidin will not do Tshuva by themselves until the Eibishter comes and schleps us out, V'atim to look to Echad Echad Beisrael. Take everyone by the hand and schlep us up. The Shem Yishmuel asked, but the Pasuk says that the Geula will come in the schus of Tzion b'mishpati poda v'shoveh b'tzdoko. The answer is, it's on a steer. First you need Mashiach ben Yosef, who brings Eiris and brings Kedusha b'mayla l'mato. That creates his Eiris, and Kal Yisrael eventually will be able to miss Eiris b'mato l'mayla from below to above. Al derech Friday. Yosef is the Yisod Erev Shabbos. Toys the Shabbos, that's what we call Yosef. And in Toys the Shabbos, a Yid is given what? In a Shoma. Chulam is Atrin, Beneshmos and Chaditin. Once you get this extra neshama, which is given to you as a maton, as a gibbon maila, then you take that extra kedusha that Shabbos automatically gives everyone, a gibbon maila, and you use it for your davening and your learning and your Suda Shabbos and all inyanim of kedusha. Therefore, Nachazak, the Medrash brings on the Pasuk, Vayigash Elev Yehuda, brings the Pasuk in Amos, Hine Yomim Boyim Nu Mashem, Venigash Choyresh Bekoitzer, the guy who's plowing, there'll be such blessing in the world, that the fellow who's plowing will meet the Koitzer, the person who's reaping, V'Doyrech Hanovim V'Moshe Chazora, the one who's, what are you calling this? What? Pressing the grapes to get the wine. He will meet up with the fellow carrying the seeds. There'll be gewaldige brachos in the world. Who is this koitzer and who is this chayrish? So Chazal say in Medrash, the chayrish, and bring sukkim to prove it, the chayrish, the one plowing, is Yehuda, the pasuk in Hosea. And the koitzer is Yosef HaTzadik. So Yehuda meets Yosef, and the one who's stamping the grapes to release the wine, right? That refers to what? The Dor HaNovim, that refers to Yehuda. And the one who's Moshiach Zara, that refers to Yosef, who brought down Zera Yankin into Mitzrayim. Now, what does this, like, what does this mean? Explains the Avni Nezer. What is the melacha of Chayrish? If anyone knew what the definition, the gather of melacha Shabbos, it certainly was the Avni Nezer who wrote the Egel Tal. Okay. What is the gather of Chayrish? Refuyar. To make softer the earth, especially in Eretz Yisrael, is very stony, very hard. To plow. What do you plow? to make it soft, that it should be able to be roy for dessert. What does that mean in Avodas Hashem, says Avnei Nezer? A person has a heart. But as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, before you can do anything with your heart, it has to be, you have to be soft. The heart should be able to feel. The heart should be able to, if the heart is stiff, you got problems. You need a transplant, right? Or whatever. You have to have a soft heart. That's the avoida of Harisha. What's the avoida of Koitzer? You have something growing in the ground, it's attached to the karka, and something attached to the karka is the karka domi, and when you cut it off, you separate. That, says Avnei Nezer Beruchnius, is the avoida of moichel, of intellect. Which is a very simple, obvious, with support in all svarim akdashim. The difference between intellect and emotions, which is the mind, the brain, and the heart. You, by the way, I have a good friend who's a top class medical doctor. Apparently, he tells me both of these organs are necessary. I have it on good medical authority, right? And therefore, both the heart is called the melech of the Evorin, and the Rush is called melech Evorin. You can't live without a. How do you know you can't live without a head? This week's parsha. That's why Yosef sent to him the agolos, arrived from Eglarufa. What happens to Eglarufa? You chop off the head. If you chop off a head, the body can't exist without being attached to the head. Once a bar mitzvah boy came into the Rebbe, and a whole thing, a pilpul. So the Rebbe used to chaz a bar mitzvah boy, chadar a pilpul. Right? So the boy chaz a whole pilpul. When the Rebbe, a person is a paraplegic, has no hands. Vosalotom, which calls banshe ben inecha, whole pilpul, what do you do? And the Rebbe asked the boy, what happens if he has no head, only hands? Stinking a hin, a hair. Yeah? You need a heart and you need a head. They're both quite essential in life. Right? But what does it mean? The difference is intellect, if you're learning the mind to come to emes, to come to truth, the mind has to be detached. From you, from your environment, from your mother-in-law, from the world, it has to be able to look at something cool, coolly, collectively, rationally, logically, lucidly, without any attachment. That's intellect. Truth demands objectivity. The heart, by definition, is dafka subjective. The mind, therefore, is cold. A person is a sikhli, one of these off-the-charts geniuses who speaks 37 languages and got an IQ of 433, right? Very, very cold people. Very emotionally, sometimes they're a bit handicapped. You see, people are brilliant. Chana says, "V'nasatel amoschel zeh ranoshim lechochem l'tipsh." Tzuklul eichtevish. Right? The mind is detached. It's cold. Therefore, the mind is not affected by anything that happens to me. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik, who represents Moichen, intellect, totally detached from his environment. What the Chazal say? Why Yidin and Mitzrayim? Eile Shmoyis B'nei Yisrael, Aboi Mitzrayim. Chazal say, they came in as B'nei Yisrael, and they left as B'nei Yisrael. They were Gedurim and Harayis, etc., etc. L'shinu Hashemom, which refers to their Mahus, who they were. Why? Because of the Pasuk. Because the Yosef Hoya B'Mitzrayim. Says, Ashti Yudin V'Yutam Mitzrayim. L'hagat Tzidkasi Shal Yosef. Hu Yosef She'aroyat Sein Oviv. Hu Yosef She'yubyara L'Mitzrayim. In a pit. In the house of Potiphar. And then he becomes V'Nasa Melech. V'Oymi B'Tzidkasi. And he retains, because that's what Muichen is. Muichen is detached from all the around. Yeah. You ever see a Emes HaChochem? He could be learning about Gemara, right? The world could fall apart. He's doing what he's doing. Right? The Mittler Rebbe, when he davened with such Muichen, he was once, there was a guy who came to Lubavitch. And he, what do you call it again? And he was here only for like an hour. And the Rebbe was sitting with his talus over his head, facing the wall of Mizrachland. You couldn't see him. And he came all the way, on the way to the Arid. He wanted to see the Rebbe, so he bribed the Gabbai. The Gabbai was, in those days, Gabbai were not smart. And he took the middle of the Rebbe, turned him around, showed him to the chassid, brought him back, and got it. That's Moichen. Moichen means you're totally, when you're doing something, you're so involved, you're detached from the world around you. Alev is dafka subjective, by definition. That's why the Maila of Yosef is Midas HaYesod, the Shmiras HaBris, called Mishi, and therefore it brings to something which is Moichendik, something which is whatever. Yosef Tzadik is Ois Bris Hil Olam, is something which is permanent. All the Ruch Sheba Olam, Menashmas, you're not affected by your environment. Therefore, Zikno is Zeshekon Chochma, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daflam Beis, Meidach. What do we know? We know, right? The Sfasema says, "Zokin shekona chachma." His chachma is a kinyan ba'atzmoi. It becomes dovuk in him, and he can't forget it. That's why, and therefore, that's midas ha'emes. Midas ha'emes means kush the koi shikro the koi. The Gemara says in Shabbos, and Maral brings the pasuk. Maral brings the pasuk. Smuchim la'ad. Something which is made with emes is something kushtakoy remains permanent. That's why chuis mishal hakadosh baruch hu is emes. Emes is what? Eke asher eke, 21 times 21, which is 441, which is emes kiyadua, which is the aleph, etc. I don't have time to elaborate. In other words, that's bechinas muyach shal zalev, the mind rules over the heart, and you're not affected. The world, you're above the world. And that's Pshat Loisidra mi Lebesa mi Sholeg. Sholeg is Gimatria 333, which is Shicha. Kichol Vesel of Shonim Shnayim, a person who's a Baal Seichel, just keeps on going, and he's not scared of all what's going on in the world. That's why Zechir, Kol Misha Yeshna B'Shmir, Yeshna B'Zechiru. Right? Person that Shmir Zabris, he has Zechir. The same story, the Ragachover, when he was young, he went to Poland and he met this Fasemis. Fasemis talked to him in learning. He said, this person is Mamish, his Kedush is Gevaldik. Otherwise, it's impossible for a person to remember what he remembers. Lois Asuru, the Mantis group. This Fasemis said on the Ragachover. Right? That is the Madrega of Yosef. It's said by Yosef, by the son of Yosef. But the Peseo Vivigdoi, right? What does he do? Vayonos vayezechut. It says that flow in Ponim Yofis. He didn't get into a magamasa, and there's no din and dvorim. He just runs out. In other words, that's the idea we say in Yiddish, an expression by the Chassidim in Russia. We say, Azoyin nisht andrish. This is the way it is. There's no shachlavataria. It's cold. It's impervious to anything around it. Mashenki in the heart. The heart is a balshinui. The heart is, God, the Zohar says the heart is the weakest of all the organs. Because it's busy pumping, it's busy interacting with the rest of the body. That's the idea of the choyrish, which is the heart, Yehuda. The koitzer, which is cutting off, detaching yourself from vel. That's the idea of Yosef. That's the idea of the one who's pressing the grapes to extract the yayin. And what do you know about yayin? Nichnas yayin. Yotzasod, the sun goes out. The Moshech Zer, that's everything there in potential, that's Yosef Atzad. Kidu. Yosef is the head. Tamoisul Rosh Yosef, Ulakatkoid, the zero. He's above the world. I'm just trying. Okay. By the way, that's Pshat. The mind and the heart, Yosef and Yehuda, are actually coming for two different worlds. Everyone knows the Gemara and Chagiga. One pasuk says, "B'mistorim tivka nafshi." Time of churban, the Eibrishter goes into his inner sanctum and cries over the churban. I Chazal say, other pasuk says, "Oiz v'chedva b'mikoyme." Answers the Gemara, "Habe bate gavoy, habe bate bar." We discussed this countless times. The Machlokes had a tayish. There's an inner chamber and a more outer chamber. In the inner chamber, there's moichin. Right? It's cold. It's moichin. It's a higher madrigit, right? And there's no oiz v'chedva. There's yirushamay. There's pure, unmitigated. You're standing in the inner chamber, you're shaking. That's the reason, by the way, Derech Agav, which day of the week was the Torah given? Shabbos. Why was the Chuli Alma Torah given Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a matona toiva beis genozai. Beis genozai refers to the Bote Gavoi, the inner chamber, and there there's a pacha, there's only yiran, etc., etc. What do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? How was Moshe Rabbeinu born? In the schools of Yerushalayim. So Moshe is in Bote Gavoi, Shabbos is in Bote Gavoi, and Torah is Bote Gavoi. And this it explains a lot of other things. Right? Remember, there's a guy called Korach. So the Zohar says, Korach cholok ala Shabbos. Where does Shabbos come from? Bote Gavoi. What is Korach? What is his status at the moment? He's a Levi. What's the difference between a Kohen and a Levi? Kehanim are b'chashoy b'rus z'libo. Kehanim, you see nothing on him. It's like, they're the botei gavoy. Right? Levi, what does a Levi do? Amongst other things, they sing. There's chayi different about the broy, which is oiz v'cherva b'mekoymi, right? Yes? Kairach tiny that Moshe Rabbeinu is so detached. He's so lofty. He sits there with his yir and pachad in the constant presence of Hashem in the inner chamber. That's not for our generation. That's not for, you know, like today people need a psah nigin, a psah kalbach, chodoidi. You got to be a bit warm. A psah Moshe Rabbeinu toignish. And that's pshat, the sentence for him, Akdoshim. That's why Gemara says, Kairach shahoya minoise aronish aron. Marol l'shtuza. What is the fact that Kira carried the Oren? How does that affect Marol l'shtuza? What are they going to do with the other? Now your Kairach, you had to connect to the Oren HaKodesh. Where was the Oren HaKodesh place? Kodesh Kedoshim, which is otherwise known as Lifnai V'Lifnai Emes Apnimis, which is Batei Gavoy. So you already understand the Maila of Batei Gavoy inwardness of Apnimis. So why having Tainus and Moshe Rabbeinu is Batei Gavoy? This also answers Derek Agav another plea. Who are the henchmen of Korach who are helping him to rebel against the authority of Moshe? The Dosan Vaviron, the Oin Bebeles, all come from which tribe? Why did they? Where did they come in the picture? They also want to be Kahan Gedolim. You're telling me the methodology of how they got together. But what does Dothan Vavir and Oin Bepelas got to do with the rebellion? Says the Ibn Ezra, Al-Assar, they had their gripes, these Bnei Reuven. You know why? Because the Bechir was taken from their Zayda Reuven and it was given to Yosef. And therefore they decided, what is the thing got to do? A machlok got a problem with Yosef Avinu hundreds of years ago. Therefore they're on the side of Korach. Now Korach was connected by the Broi, the external, the Oiz Vechedv of Mekoyme type of people. Hello? Yes? Says the McDonald's Eliezer from the Berks of Sarov, what was the Madrega of Yosef? Like Moshe. Just Bote Gavoy, Ben Zikunim Hulay. Older people are usually less enthusiastic than younger people. Is that fair to assume? You see it all the time. A younger person is Mole Hislavs. There we are. An older person, he not only has chokhma, but he has yishuv adas. You ever see how people daven? I don't want to speak negatively of Eden, and it's the kind of thing you got to ask your personal mashpia and your rav. It depends which edi you belong to. But you see certain type of people. I've been to shuls, English shuls, or whatever, where there's more life in a mortuary. So everyone sits there like they're frozen, like stiff, like whatever. Okay, that's one type. Then there are people who daven. There are certain shuls where people daven. They make all kinds of gestures, and their eyes are rolling, and they're having a boxing match with the Eibishter. As the Blujva Rebbe, the Tzvil Tzaddik, told my Shver's uncle, he told the Avreichim, Stamolge proved mit Gutens. Before you start fighting with him, you try nicely, speak to him nicely first. There's Eib Motel. He was a tzaddik. His mantle sikachsos, bis the gister hebra. That's a different story. But b'chal, Hashem to say you shouldn't be misleuters on Jews who make all kinds of funny tenuas, mishunas, whatever. But, so a person davens with gewaldig, islavos, etc. You ever see, there's certain tzaddikim, you don't see a tenu in them. Gornish. Hello? I met the Alta Tifa Chosid, he knew the Rav Chava from Leningrad. He davened behind the Oren HaKodesh, and the Chazan, the Yom Yom Neroyim, ungeheben veinen, sige gossin, the Moish HaKodesh. So Rav Shover had no patience for these kind of people. So like, Eilam HaMach Shover, like, you know, when he put out the Sefer, Tzafas Paneach, they sent it to his Chavrusa. His Chavrusa by the Beis Halevi in Slutz was the Rav Chaim. They sent Rav Chaim a copy of Tzafas Paneach. They were, you did them from Minoyim. So Rav Shover, Rav Chaim, a sharp of word, said, I don't know why he called it Tzafas Paneach. He should have called it his name, Yosef Rosno. Think about it. He's not a Faneach Tzfun, he's not Faneach the Tzfunis, revealing, explaining the mysteries. He's Moisef Rosen, he's Yosef Rosen. He lives up to his name in the same. I don't got a clue what he's saying. But the Gemara was very about a covenant. So he went over to the chazan, who was ungeheben, like whatever. He says, "Veint nish klog nish chzogach tsume vetachtolim." And they went back to sleep. They said they went over, the Kehila went over to Rav Shavra, and they said, "Rebbe, you're the fastest person who davens in shul. Pastor, you're the Rav, the Mardasa, everyone usually wait the Rav to go, it's a shalom. In this shul, the Rav finishes first." So Rav Shavra said, "Well, what should I do? I finished. My Ivra is good. I read it. You know." So he said, "You can have more kavana." So Rav Shavra said, "I should have more kavana already." He said, "I can't mention it." Right? So that's one. Then you have people, all kinds of tnuas. Which is greater? You find by the Arizal, by the Hashem Tov, etc. By Gersim, no tnuas whatsoever. They sat there kedoyim because they're such dveikus in Hashem. And by many tzaddikim, there was once, I don't want to be offensive, there was a Satmar guy came from Williamsburg, came to Crown Heights in the 19 Tovshin Yud Aleph Yudei, the first year the Rebbe became Rebbe. So by the Pelos, everyone down in the Slavas, if you're Carlina, you're screaming, and clearly, the whole mile of davening with his pilus chitzurin. And he saw the Rebbe just davens in his place, relatively fast. So his guest, so the Shabbat, he's like a new Rebbe, very nice, he wanted to be polite, diplomatic. That night he had a dream, he's walking down Eastern Parkway, and the Rebbe stops him, and the Rebbe tells him, "Al tigu b'mashicha, chepezach nishpa." He got up in the morning, he remembered the dream, he was like a bit scared. Maybe there is something in this new Rebbe, but I didn't pick it up. Next morning he stands very close to the Rebbe, he's like, you know, to look to see what he could discern. The Rebbe comes in, he bends, he smiles, he bends down to him, he says, "Chaloy Meshov Yedaberu," and he went to his place. In other words, there's a famous word of Rebbe Zusha, who sees a malach? Is a person knows nothing about a Rebbe. Tzadikim, the emes of tzadikim are pnimiyistic people, and you see garnish. What does the Gemara say? Im rishonim kemalachim, which you don't understand. Anu kibnei adam. If the rishonim is kibnei adam, anu kechamayim would like. Pachal tzadikim is a midah that you can't begin to understand. Okay, whatever. As we discussed many times, kol mistakel, three things Gemara says. Ain of chaos. One of them is the nos. Ice asks us emes, but there's a v'hoyoi necha royas and merechad. Gemara said Erevin. If you mistakel, you think you could be koyim a daita the Rebbe, then you're already native kids. The Bnei Soska writes in Agra Dekala, Vahibar Boim Shona, it says, V'lazos Hashem Leiv Ladas, V'nayim Liris, V'nayim Liris, Adi, Mazel, Le Koyim Yiris, Like the Rebbe, Adar Boim Shona. So the Bnei Soska writes it brilliantly. He says, until 40 years, you're young, you're immature, right? You think you understand your Rebbe. Once you get to 40, you get a Benbino, you realize you understand nothing. So the greater the tzaddik, the more pnimiistic he was. So there's a maila in Yosef, and there's a maila in Yehuda. In terms of dealing with velt, there's a maila in Yehuda. In terms of madrega, Yehuda is great. This, by the way, Yosef is great. This helps me understand. I'm not 3 minutes to go. The Gemara says that Yosef ul ishalot bay no ayin hor ben peres Yosef ben peres ole ayin ole ayin or as have yidgol rei v'kerav oretz hello. Yeah, my dogim shebiyam is mechusa. So therefore, the Gemara says the person scared of an ayin hara. What should he do? Doesn't say anything about lead people and soul people and I don't know what. It says, say lachash ano mizara the Yosef kosin leshaltabein. Hello. Ask the Masho al asar. Everyone asks, but maybe how do I know I'm mizara the Yosef? There's various answers in Mashon, in the Chido, that all Yidin are called Noyek, Katzon Yosef, and the Chisa, whatever, various psukim, etc., etc. The Ben Yayod, the deeper pshat, the Milui of Yosef is 91, which is Gimashi Avaya Adnai. If you're attached, what does that mean? Why is Ayin Hora not Shreelot on Yosef? It's not some hocus pocus, whatever. It's Pasha. What do you know about Yosef? Hello? Let me ask you a simple klutz kasha. Everybody asks, you know, the trial. Did Yankiv Avinu ultimately know that the Shvatim sold their own brother? Yeah. You're making no, you say no. Like the Ramban, and Pshat. Ultimately, he knew no. Because the Pasuk said, the Rishonim Ikrishar, they wanted to destroy Yosef. And the Pasuk says, Miterif Bini Elisa Rashi Vaiter. Right? That you were the one who said Torah of Yosef, but at the end of Lisa, because you said don't kill him, Nuchuvin Ugren. So he did know. Yeah? Nishnar does. The Chazal say, hello, hello. when Yosef places Menashe and Ephraim, and Yosef sickles, Yaakov sickles Yodov, so Yosef says, no, this is the Bechartati. So what does Yaakov going to say? Yodati b'ni Yodati. What did he know? That Menashe is the Bechor and Ephraim is the second? No. Yodati, what was the problem with Yosef? Why is he getting so agitated here? Because Bishvil the beggar, the pasim of Shnei Melas caused kina ben habonim, and that brought a whole churba, that brought galus, and that brought. Now you're going to do it again. You're going to place Ephraim the younger before the older. Vaiter a kina ben abris. Hello. Says Yankov, says the Medrash, Yodati b'ni Yodati. I know the story of how you were sold because of the kina of the brothers. Hello. You know what the greatness of it? So did he know? In Pshat, he didn't know. On the simple, he didn't know. In reality, Babi Ruach HaKodesh, whatever, he didn't know. Depends on which way you're looking at it. You know what? But he never actually extracted the information, Begoli. Then in next week's parasha, it says that they tell Yosef that Avihine Avihachoylu. Who told him? Whether it was Binyamin, whether it was Bila, whether it was Ruach HaKodesh, whether it was Ephraim, all day is the Chazal. Hello? Imagine you didn't see your father for 22 years. You were Misabel, he was Misabel, you didn't drink wine. You're out of your mind for 22 years. And now you're the Moshe, and if you can get your chauffeur with your Rolls Royce, he can bring you to... What did he need? He didn't know his own father's not well. He didn't visit his father every day. He didn't. Why didn't he visit his father every day? He was scared, Chazal say, that he'll ask him, how did this happen? He didn't want to be alone with his father, that his father shouldn't ask. And he had a brother called Binyamin. And remember in the Choshen, what was the stone of Binyamin? Yoshbei. Well, Yeshpeh v'shoysik. You know what happened? There's a fascinating Sefer Yosher for Ben Tam, Chazal. I don't know where. When Yosef calls in Binyamin first privately, and he had this, I don't know what, hocus pocus thing, where you see the Chachm, you know the future, you know the reality, you know whatever. He says, do you know this Chachma? He says, everything you know, I know. Binyamin says, yes. So you know things? Okay. You told me you had a younger brother, you had a brother, right? And he disappeared. Maybe you could tell me where he is. Binyamin looked in the crystal, whatever it is, hocus pocus thing. You're sitting right in front of me. You're Yosef. This is before Yosef revealed. And he swore him to, Yosef swore Binyamin to secrecy. So I'm going to, he told him his plan. And I'm going to see if the Shvatim will have Rachmanis when I take you hostage. Then I'm going to reveal myself and I'll finish off this whole charade. And Binyamin was silent. And then they find the Gevia and Amtachas Binyamin. Hello? Yeah? What happened? They just said, oh, bad luck. Or they said, Ganav bar Ganvisa, thief, the son of Rachel, the Rachel Ganvis at Rachman. And they started beating Binyamin. What would you do in such a case if you were Binyamin? Hey, Charlie, you would defend yourself. Right. Yesh peh. Why was Yosef and Binyamin, where did they get this koyach of sod, of being confidential, of secret, schweiging when they had reason to scream out? Because there was sons of Rachel, right? Who knows that she's the Ketana, she's supposed to marry Yankiv, and Leah is supposed to marry Esav, and now her father, the rogue, switched the Yotzeris, and now she's going to forfeit Olam Hazeh. Imagine being married to Esav, forfeiting Olam Hazeh, forfeiting Olam Haba, with the Shvait. The more pneumistic a person is, the more they know the power of being boilem pith. And therefore, when a person's talkative, like a goy, it's only chitzonius, I shouldn't say this, but when the Gemara says in Kiddush and Daf Nantes over there, that there's 10 madregas of, 10 dargas of Dibur, and Nukva took 9, yes? By the way, what is the difference between Zohar and Nekeva in Gimatria? 227, hello. And Nekeva, no? 228. Work it out. Exactly 70. Would a 70 be gematria sod? If you're able to keep a sod. Therefore, women have the mitzvah of tznius be'ikir, because they have to overcome b'schus tznius that was in Rachel, which was given over by Yerusha to Yosef and Binyamin. Because that shows you're a pneumistic person. Therefore, Rachel is the one who could cry out, Rachel Barama Nishma. You with me? When by Yosef, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when it says that they went to Litur into the palace, what does Moshe say? Ochein noyid hadover. Explains the Maral, because Geula comes when you know how to keep the sod, when you're a pneumistic person. Your chitzoni is your blabbermouth, right? Someone once told me, I hear all this gossip, I hear all of this Lashon Hara, right? I don't enjoy spreading it, but I don't know what else to do with it. Right? That means you're a chitzoniistic person. Yosef is pneumius, Yehuda is chitzoniist. Therefore, I'm going to talk the whole Arichas because Friedman also, beautiful word, Lahaskin lebeis a Talmud. Yehuda shalach lefanav, heard lefanav goyishno. There's a base of Talmud and a lahiro. One is pneumistic and one is chitzoniistic. What? Nachamal?
Explain.
So once a, how does Ein Hara work? It's not hocus pocus, some super, I don't know, whatever. Rav Dessler explains the Bichtim Aliyah Chelek Dalet. Ein Hara only works, not only when a guy, when the recipient, the victim, also, right, he's effaginish, and he's not dovuk in the Eibishter, etc., etc. But when a person believes that everything comes from the Eibishter, right, then Ein Hara can't affect him. The, I have no time to elaborate. There's a whole bunch of Sosker and Svar, the Rupshitzer and others. One of the schools against Ein Hara is to look up to Maila. Tcheles is a school against Ein Hara. I don't know where this Red Bendel came in. But when a person's Dovuk in the Eibishter, then all the Kirchas Achitzonim, when a person's detached from that room, from the surroundings, from the superficial, from the external, he's Dovuk in the Eibishter, which is Avoid of Yosef, right? Then he has nothing to scare of Ein Hara. So it doesn't mean you're physically, biologically a descendant of Yosef, but when a person is dovuk in the milu of Yosef, which is the zera Yosef, and on mizara Yosef, the milu of Yosef, which is 91, which is Havai Adnai, as the Ben Yehuda says, when a person is dovuk in something hecher, he has nothing to be scared about Ein Hara. The MS is you need Yosef and you need Yehuda. You need practical. That's why young people, when you have a river and the river has boulders stopping the flow, it goes with a rash. Older people are serene. That's the mile. That's what I said. The Dimr Chaim. I don't have time to elaborate, but the Dimr Chaim is a beautiful verse. What does Yehuda tell Yosef? Av de chashol, hayin yesh lachem, av oy ach. And what is the answer? That's the mile of Yosef. Vayev Yisrael of as Yosef ki ben zekunev uloi. When you mechaber the mile of the Yishev Adas, the Yisyashvus, the Soidius, the Pnimius of Zikna, together with the Slavus and the Chitonius of the young, you put them together, that's how you have Gula. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, when you bring Yehuda and Yosef together, because ultimately, the point is, even those who in their life, like Yosef, is Olam HaPnimi, Olam HaSod, Olam HaWhatever, but ultimately he becomes the Melech. Esther is the Haster Aster, and she becomes the Malka. That's something. That's the idea that Reuven saved. I don't think the lie, it's a gorgeous, beautiful verse. Reuven saved Yosef. He realized the maila of machshava, of moyach, of pnimius. But what comes out from that, al pischeinu kol mekudem, dafka the person who in his youth is a balsod, a balmestoyrin, as Chazal put it. Therefore, at the end, he's the one who can spread the light of Hanukkah, which ultimately is the light of the Mashiach.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, actually, the thing is,